Hey, Lisa.
Hey, John.
Achoo!
Bless you.
What if all you needed to get better in every way was available at the touch of a hand, or the sound of a voice, or even a vibration? Let's talk about how that happens, who can do it, and where to find them. I'm John Webster, and this is The Hesitant Healer.
Greetings, and welcome to yet another... Is it spring yet?
It is spring.
Spring edition of The Hesitant Healer. I'm John Webster, here with the old faithful trusty sidekick. I'm sorry, I called you old.
You did.
The young at heart faithful sidekick, Lisa K.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
So, Lisa.
Yes, John.
You have a topic you want to talk about.
I do. It is spring. In fact, John and I just took a walk outside. It was a beautiful morning. Birds are singing and the flowers are blooming. But when the flowers start blooming, a lot of us start sniffling and sneezing.
We're just going to go right into it. We're not going to banter at all. We're just going to start talking. That's what happened to our protocols.
Okay, let's banter. Ready? Go.
Picture Rock'em Sock'em Robots right now.
Oh, God, I loved that.
You knocked my block off.
Oh, I loved that game. That was a great game.
Let's go back a minute. Hi, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm okay. How did you do the whole week I was gone?
Oh, I cried the entire time you were gone.
Oh, you make jokes. When I went to Colorado Springs, I went on a Saturday. On that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there were blizzards. There was a blizzard that lasted 3 days. The snow was 3 feet high, 2 feet in some places, 3 feet.
Ooh.
And
now, that was before you got there.
That was before I got there. The day I landed, it had stopped the day before. And the tarmac was clear and the roads were clear. I did slip going into the parking lot to get the car because tennis shoes and snow don't match.
Ah.
But I did like a Jean-Claude Van Damme maneuver.
Ooh.
Or what's that ninja show? The All-American Ninja.
Oh, uh-huh.
Where as I was going down, I put my hand between two cars and I saved myself.
Oh, that would... did anybody get to see that?
Nobody got to see it. Oh. I was proud of myself.
Yes.
And my shoes were soaked, so not happy about that.
And you didn't break an ankle or
face.
No, overall,
it was cool. It was not cold. By the time I left the following Saturday, snow was almost 100% melted.
Wow.
The mountains were gorgeous, but melted. So that was another week-long dissection under my belt. Me and my buddy James, who we recorded last week. I think that came out last week.
It did. It was a good show, I think.
We reunited and it felt so good. We had a little heart-to-heart and we cleared up the wreckages of our past. And it was... that's not a big deal. That sounds way worse than it was. But we hadn't seen each other for a couple of years.
It was nice. I'm so glad.
I'm going to say there was food and some tears and a lot of laughter.
Nice.
And
while you were gone, I spent some time in Sacramento, so I did not cry the entire time.
Sac-town. Was it cold?
It was really, really nice. The first days I was there, it was like 74, 75, and then went for a wedding. And of course, the day of the wedding, it went cloudy and windy and rainy. And it was an outdoor wedding. So, yeah. That was a little challenging, but other than that, it was lovely.
So I need the truth. I need the big reveal here.
Mm-hmm.
On the podcast, you said you were drinking apple juice. Mm-hmm. Was it really apple juice?
No, it was grape juice.
Oh, like the kind Jesus made?
Yes.
Okay. So a little Easter reference there, I see. All right. I got you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you may not know this because you're drunk at the time, but you have a tone.
Do I?
You have a tone when you have a little inebriation and grape juice in you.
Uh-huh.
A lot happier. You're a lot happier.
So what you're saying is I should drink more is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're experimenting today with filming this that I want to start putting our little podcast on the YouTube.
I really wish you had told me because I would have like worked harder at a good hair day.
But. Well, see, I was going to bring this up for anybody who thinks Lisa looks horrific. It's because she broke her nose.
I did break my nose.
I wanna bring that up before you do, because you don't look fucking horrific, for Christ's sake. But
get over it. Is yeah, what you're
pretty
saying.
Pretty much. Anytime I go on vacation, Lisa gets in a horrific accident, and it usually involves falling on her face.
That's so, not all totally altogether true, but okay.
It's partially true, though.
Isn't it? I can't. All right.
Not at liberty to say.
Not at liberty.
Anything else? Anything else happened while we were gone?
Not that I can think of.
My niecey, and I'm going to say her name here on the air.
Okay.
Her name's Erica.
Hi, Erica.
She may or may not be Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
She got engaged.
Aww.
She got engaged, and she looks like she's in love.
Aww.
And she's got a smoking ring, and I don't know what kind of cut it is, but it's a pretty bitchin' looking ring.
Nice.
So I'm going to say she did okay.
Yeah.
Despite her mother.
Oh, Alicia, he does not mean that.
Shout out to my sister. Okay, now we've bantered long enough.
Now we've bantered. Okay.
And now we can go back to, hey, what do you want to talk about?
Hey, I thought today, since it's spring and all, that we would talk about allergies, because it is allergy season for sure.
They are pretty bad. We get lots of clients who come in and honestly can't tell the difference between cold, COVID, and allergies.
Right.
And then those who have had them really bad, they know the difference. But here's the thing.
Sure.
Here's the thing. You brought that up this morning, and somebody was talking about it the other day. I walked out to my car this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was a very nice day. There was no water coming out of the sky. And my car was powder yellow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's after rain.
Right.
And no wind.
Exactly.
So I'm going to say there's some allergens in the air. Yeah. Even the news lady said it this morning.
Ah. And if they said it on the weather, then we're going to... listen to her.
If Baylin says it, Baylin must be true.
Yes, it's very
true.
She's
the Channel 4 weather girl.
She's, yes.
Baylin de Leon.
We really like her. So,
oh, one more thing.
Yes.
It's baseball season.
It is.
Woo woo.
Yay, baseball. And let's see. The Angels have won at least one game, right?
They pulled one out yesterday. They were down 4-0. They came back.
Okay.
And, I think they've won two.
I think my Cardinals have won one, but we had to open up against the Dodgers, which just doesn't seem fair. But
We'll see. We'll see how they do in the long run.
Right.
Now that Ohtani is a gambling addict.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
All right. We're going to talk about allergies today, because there's lots of sneezing and watery eyes and itchy eyes going on right now.
Cold and flu-like symptoms.
Cold and flu-like symptoms. But they aren't, really. Because you're not have a fever and all that kind of stuff. But there are some words that we associate with allergies. Histamines, right? We all know what an antihistamine is, right? We take those little pills to make us stop sneezing and dripping and itchy eyeing.
Those are germs that are deadly against histamines.
Actually, it's a compound that is going to stop your body from producing histamine or block the receptors of histamine. Those are the two things antihistamines do. So histamine is something that's released by your body as a response to either allergens or injury. I think Jim talked about histamine last week.
Oh, we did. Yeah. What the acupuncture does.
Right. So histamine is a vasodilator. Ooh, I love that word. Vasodilator.
Yeah.
It makes
like Viagra.
True. That's very true. It causes your capillaries to dilate and expand. And there are actually some foods that we'll do that as well. So we can add those in a minute. But so the opposite of making those capillaries expand would be antihistamines, which is a vasoconstrictor. So it makes everything close up and dry up and stop your drippy nose and all that kind of stuff. But There have been some studies that say that, you know, a lot of us start popping Benadryl or Zyrtec or some of that as soon as spring starts. There's been some studies that show that histamines can contribute to memory loss way down the road.
Seriously.
So, again, not a doctor, just read the studies, not 100%, but there have been studies that have shown that. So maybe there's some ways that we could get around having to take those naturally. What do you think?
What would those things be, Lisa?
Thanks, John. Thanks for asking. So vitamin C is one.
I've been accused of not letting you talk as much.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to stay out of the way while you present your histamine logic.
You said that like I'm crazy. So, all right. So vitamin C can reduce the amount of histamine that your body's making. So things like strawberries, yellow bell peppers, cherries, citrus fruit, all that kind of stuff will... Oh, kiwi. Kiwi has vitamin C. Did you know that kiwi has?
I think I did, or maybe I'd forgotten it. Now that you say that, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, when I used to be a chef, I knew a lot of food stuff, and I don't anymore. So, yeah.
So you're having a memory loss issue is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've forgotten some food things.
Okay. So all of those foods will help your body not produce as much histamine.
So there's a thing about vitamin C. It's a real thing.
It really is a thing. Okay. Right, right. Another thing is bromelain. How do I say that? Bromelain.
Is it a B or a V?
It's a B.
Bromelain. There you go.
It's in pineapple. So pineapple, eating pineapple will help with your sinus inflammation, and it will also help your tummy.
You know what else pineapple helps with?
Is this going to be appropriate, or is it going to be inappropriate?
Probably not for this podcast.
Okay, then let's skip over that.
We'll do a whole nother podcast on things you can eat that make your pee smell.
There's another thing in foods called quercetin, which is in apples, and that, along with being an antioxidant, it makes your body not release too much histamine. So good old red apples. Like, remember, Grandma used to say, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
I think Snow White's grandma said that too.
I think Snow White had a little different issue with apples, but that's a whole different Disney podcast. Stinging.
Why you got to call him little? Quick, pop quiz. Name the seven dwarfs. Come on.
Dopey, Sneezy, Doc. Dopey, Sneezy, Doc. Happy. Grumpy.
Oh, you're being kicked out of Disney University.
You know what? I used to teach at Disney University.
Sleepy?
Sleepy and Dopey.
You did Dopey first.
No, I didn't.
You sure?
I'm positive. Okay. All right.
Sorry,
folks.
Sorry, Disney.
Yeah. I need to go back and study that.
For those of you who don't know, Lisa was a longtime Disney employee, and she was such a good employee, she opened Disneyland Japan.
I did.
She was the tallest blonde girl in the entire country at that time.
For 5 or 10 minutes, I was the tallest blonde in the country, you're right. Also taught at Disney University and did lots of fun stuff.
Allegedly.
Stinging nettle tea. Will stop.
Really? Is that a thing?
It really is.
You know,
is.
I keep talking about having, I'll call her my friend Becky B on because she is just a pioneer woman.
She is.
And she's big on the nettle. She pulls nettles out of her yard and does that stuff. And I'm like, those fuckers just hurt. You're not supposed to drink them.
So I
got to get her on here.
You make a tea out of this and it blocks histamine production. So you're not making as much histamine. So the histamine can't make your nose swell and your eyes swell and all of those other things. So those are some natural eating things that you can do. You can also get honey. Local honey has to be within your area, and put it in. You could put it in your stinging nettle tea, or you could actually just take the honey. My mom used to just take a teaspoon of honey every morning. Locally grown honey has the pollen from your area, and little tiny bits of that pollen introduced into your system will help you get used to that and stop the allergic reaction. How about that?
Yeah, it turns out that we can heal with a lot of natural remedies.
Right.
And if you do some research and a little bit of work, you can live a lot healthier, it turns out.
Probably. I also have read that we talked to James last week. He works with acupuncture. He is an acupuncturist. That you can soothe your seasonal symptoms with acupuncture. There's also one of, I know you used to use this. Do you still use a neti pot?
I don't. I have on occasion. There was a stretch there where we were really into a lot of holistic things. It was probably around the time Lisa was going through her cancer stuff. But I was introduced to the neti pot. I don't disagree with the neti pot. In fact, I highly advise it for people who have any nasally problems, which I do not. Mm-hmm. But if you ever want to clean yourself out, that's the thing to do. That or go for a dip in the ocean. Because that salt water comes right out your nose.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have a question about a neti pot. So, because I've never used one. I will be super honest. People are like, oh, you should go do that. And I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. Does it hurt?
No. If you've ever jumped on or off of something into water, especially if it's salt water.
Right.
And you get water up your nose, you get that uncomfortable water in your sinuses feeling, and then it comes dripping out your nose.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is. So you will feel it go in one nostril. You turn your head. The whole premise of this thing, it looks like a weird little teapot. The thing I had is plastic, but they have some that...
they have like ceramic ones.
Ceramic or glass or whatever for people that are serious about it. And you put lukewarm water in it. Uh-huh. And Himalayan sea salt is the best. Really fine ground Himalayan sea salt, the pink stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not too much. A super small, like a Coke spoon kind of... Wait, what?
What did you just say?
A super tiny teaspoon full
of... Like an eighth of a teaspoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I meant to say.
Uh-huh.
And the 80s slipped out.
They did.
And you put that in there, stir it up. You put one nostril up, so you turn your head slightly, and you put one nostril out for the neti pot, the tea part of the neti pot into your nostril. You turn it and you pour it in. The water seeps in, goes through all the nostril nasal cavities, comes through on the other side, and drips out like a faucet. It feels weird. It ain't natural, but holy moly, let me tell you, it cleans you out. Really, it's like a nose enema.
Okay.
Pretty much.
It sounds like waterboarding yourself.
No, waterboarding, you can't breathe. You can breathe.
You breathing?
Through your mouth, silly. There's a whole airway there.
True. Okay.
How are you breathing? I'm going to show you a picture here of how the human body works.
Where all the tubes go and where they cut. Yes. Okay. All right. Again, I've never done it. No.
It's weird. It is weird, but and especially the saline, it just cleans your nasal passages out fierce. So anybody that's got allergies, you know, a lot of people won't do it for that reason exactly, but anybody that's got allergies, it really is a lifesaver for how to clean your nostrils out.
Well, what it does is, according to some sources, what it's doing is getting rid of all those pollens that just kind of sit there. You know, we have little hairs in our noses that hold on to stuff.
What?
We do.
You know, one time I got waxed and she goes,
where, in your nose?
Well, she says, you got an extra one. What do you want to do with it? I'm like, what are my choices? Because you ain't doing my butthole. You know what I mean? And
oh, that was such an overshare. Oh,
was
my God.
It? Yeah. Well, I didn't say I did it.
Okay.
Just, don't picture it. Just think about it. And so, and she goes, well, we could do your nose or your ears. I'm like, oh, my nose is pretty here. Let's do my nose. Oh. I didn't know what this entailed.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so do describe it to
they
us.
They take a larger than Q-tip, smaller than lollipop, kind of cotton on a stick thing.
Okay.
They dip it into the wax, and since this is industrial strength wax, this stuff was black as tar and hard like rock candy.
Ooh.
And they make a little nose lollipop, a nosy pop, if you will, and a stick, and they dip it in, and they go, okay, and you're thinking, I'm thinking they're going to trim my nose hairs kind of thing. She stuck this motherfucker clean up my nostril.
Oh.
And then she's like, you know, cue the elevator music, looking around, looking at the clock. Yank! And you're like, what the fuck? And then the next one goes in. And you're
before
like,
you even have time.
No, yank!
That sounds a little horrific.
If you've ever been waxed, especially if you've gotten a Brazilian or gotten some really sticky hairs undone, it's your nose is bald. On the inside, there's no hair. They take them all out. I'm like, will they ever grow back? will I be able to sneeze again? Can I still smell my favorite farts?
There's so many questions
to, oh my God, what did you, my nose was assaulted. It was horrible.
I am so sorry.
So I will never do that again, right? I'm going back to trimmers and my wifey got me a nose hair trimmer, which is an interesting little thing. Inside your nose, but fuck that. It's so better than having a lollipop stuffed up your nose, right?
I have got to agree with you there.
And after that experience, I'm never getting my butthole waxed.
That's where that whole thing led.
I'm sorry, we were talking about allergies. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh. All right, so there's some other things you could do to keep your allergies at bay during the spring. You should wash your bed sheets more regularly.
Seriously?
Yes. Because walking around outside, think about it. You're walking around outside, pollen's all over your car. You just said that.
Right, but my windows are closed.
Okay, but did you walk from your car to your house?
I did.
Okay, so the pollen that is in the air is now on you.
What?
It's on your clothes. It's on your skin. It's on your arms, on the hair in your arms.
Well, that explains the bees.
So
I should wash my sheets more than once a month or so.
Right. Because you're walking around and even...
there's a lot of people out there right now that just went, ew.
When you lie on those sheets, you get pollen in those sheets, and then you roll around in that, and it's just a cesspool of pollen.
What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say right there?
I did not.
If my wife knew you were talking about us rolling around in our bed.
That's not... I used the general you.
The general rolling around?
Yeah.
Not the sexy time rolling around?
No.
Lisa, you're turning red.
I am. You should also take off your shoes when you walk in to your house.
I thought you were going
to
say before you get in bed.
I'm going to hope that's a given. Is that not a given?
There's been days.
Really?
Well, drinking days. So it's been 30 years. But there were some times where I went to bed with my shoes on. Sure.
Really?
I don't remember.
I mean, I was drunk. This is a guess. I don't know. You should vacuum more often during spring because
I pay people for that. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. And here's a really good one, and I have a good story to go with this one, or an interesting story. You should use fragrance-free cleaners, detergents, and don't use air fresheners.
Let me talk about that for a second.
Air fresheners?
All things made to smell scented. Pretty.
Yes.
Scented.
Okay.
I'm not going to have the stats readily available because you just brought this up and I could research it or you can research it yourself. But listen, people, there's a variety of things that the commercial markets and the chemical markets have come up with to make our lives smell pretty.
Right.
None of them, and I mean 0% of them, are good for you. They are chemicals that are designed to mask nature, that are derived from chemical products and are not good smelling things.
Right.
Right? I'm talking about those Downy Refresh beads.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about fucking trash bags that have scents in them.
That is one that just baffles me.
I'm talking about Febreze.
Dryer sheets.
I'm not going to stop using those, but still, dryer sheets is one of them for sure.
It is.
The ones that kill me, that literally make me sick, because there's certain perfumes that have always made me ill that mm-hmm. I'm allergic to. Mm-hmm. Those plug-in scent things.
Yes.
Make me ill. We went to a place, I think, in Colorado Springs.
We were in Vegas.
Both. Okay. Vegas and Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. When we walked into the Airbnb, every plug had one in them. Mm-hmm. I got sick the minute I walked in. The first thing I do is unplug those things.
Yeah.
Listen, life is supposed to have smells.
It is.
They may not always be pleasant. Mm-mm. And you're talking to a guy who didn't mind death smells. So, I mean, I'm on the end of the spectrum. But still, find a better way to do it. You're not going to believe I'm going to say this, but use a doTERRA oil if you want to smell pretty, because at least it's natural.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Frankincense and myrrh and citrus and bergamot and all the things that come with that. Use those. Do not use chemicalized scented smells to mask your everyday life.
Right.
Okay. Rant is over.
Rant done. So, long, long time ago, I worked in a preschool. This is before I was the director. I was a teacher.
Did you do Quiet Coyote?
I did do Quiet Coyote. Everyone, I would like you to write in and tell John that Quiet Coyote is a thing. He doesn't believe that Quiet Coyote is a thing. When you're sitting in circle time and all the kids are rowdy and they won't be quiet, you go, oh, Quiet Coyote. And
I'm big on crisscross applesauce. I'm going to have to stick with crisscross applesauce.
All right. They are sitting crisscross applesauce, and then you go, oh, Quiet Coyote. And then you touch your thumb to your middle and ring finger, and the other two fingers are up like coyote ears, and they all do it.
That needs to be the picture that goes on the website for this week. Quiet Coyote.
So
I like to play the silent game and then just go to the bathroom and leave it in the room. But
which is why you were never a preschool teacher. I was a preschool teacher, had a cute little boy come in. Mom was, I want to say she was a physician assistant. I don't think she was a doctor, but she was a physician assistant. They were from Korea, and they had just emigrated to the United States. She had a three-year-old. He was about the cutest little thing in the world. Very sweet. Learning English, trying really hard, but he had the worst eczema I have ever seen in my entire life. It started under his nose and behind his ears, all the way down his neck. He had it on his belly. He had it in the creases of his arms. He had it behind his knees. He had it all the way up and down his legs. He had it between his toes. This poor little guy was miserable, because if you've ever been around anyone who's had eczema, or if you have had eczema, it itches all the time. It gets itchy. It weeps. It has, you know, like wet kind of drippy stuff, and it is 24/7. It does not stop. And she was baffled. Not a huge, a big change in their diet. She didn't really know what was going on. So she had gone to doctor after doctor after doctor, and I suggested, I said, have you tried taking away all of the scents that you use to wash his clothes, to clean your house, all of those things? And she said, no. And she kind of looked at me like I was a little bit crazy. And I said, just try it. Honestly, 48 hours later, this little boy was a different little boy. She changed his soap and their laundry soap and the cleaning products, and his eczema was gone.
Seriously?
Seriously.
That's gone. A good story.
Yeah. So, and no antihistamines, no shots, no nothing. So sometimes our body goes, oh, hell no, to the many things that we do.
What's it go?
Oh, hell no, is what it does. So I am with John. I am not a big scent person at all. I try not to use those things. So I would, you know, give it a try. When you go to an allergist, should you go to an allergist, a lot of things that they do are eliminate everything and add them back one at a time, and we'll find out what it is that's making you sneeze, itch, react. So it's not a fun process, but if it makes you better, it makes you better. And if you can do it without taking antihistamines, then even better. So there we go.
All right.
What do you think?
This is a tough subject for me because I have never had allergies. Mm. And so when I was dating, mm-hmm. it was a while ago, mm-hmm. Somebody having allergies was kind of a deal breaker.
Really?
Yeah, I was that asshole. I never said anything, but it's like I didn't get it, and it just seemed like such a pain in the ass, especially if they were chronic. Like they always had stuffy noses or they were always getting sick or whatever. It's mm-hmm. like I didn't understand it. I really didn't understand it. And it just, I don't get it. I have a lot of empathy for people who have those kind of allergies because it seems to be horrible to me. Mm-hmm. But because I've never experienced it, I have no frame of reference of what that's like. You know, so chronic earaches or throat aches or nose aches or nasal passages or stuffiness or whatever, I just don't know. So this is a bit of a foreign concept to me because I just don't know what it's like.
Mm-hmm. When my daughter, shout out to Kristen and little Miss Tatum, who's growing inside of Kristen right now. When Kristen was little, well, she was 12. She was in sixth grade. One day we were in the kitchen and gave the kids drumsticks. Love drumsticks. You like drumsticks, John?
That ice cream with the chocolate and the nuts on top?
Yeah. And Kristen started coughing. And then she started gagging. And then it was really hard for her to talk. I think we took her to emergency. Kristen had a peanut allergy. So peanuts and allergies can develop at any time in your life. So she had been fine with peanuts, got to 12, and could no longer do peanuts. So that's kind of scary. Peanut allergies, we hear about them all the time. You know, some kid ate some peanut butter and didn't know it was in something, and all of a sudden they, you know, have a deathly reaction, and it's serious stuff. So parents out there who have kids with allergies, especially food allergies, are very aware of allergies and what they can do. And allergy, especially to food, first time can be bad. The second time can be worse or deadly even. So allergies are a real thing and they can be a huge concern and things you have to watch out for. So for Kristen, you have to read every label of everything you buy. And if she went to a party, I had to make sure that she wasn't going to eat nuts and everybody knew that she couldn't have them. And so it's a big deal. It really is. But again, it can be deadly. Some allergies are so bad that they're deadly. So
that's another thing mm-hmm. that I got no concept of.
Right.
Right. And the weird ones always freak me out. You're allergic to bananas. You're allergic to avocados. I don't get that at all. But nuts is like dogs and cancer. Growing up, nobody had freaking nut allergies. Right? And you didn't see dogs with cancer when we were kids. And now, you know, so that may be a whole nother topic that we're going to have to dive into someday is food allergies and what we have done to our food in general over the years, or exactly. how we've gotten from point A to point B, right? It's like the breast milk versus formula conversation back in the 50s and 60s, that kind of thing.
Right.
Because we've screwed some stuff up.
Obviously.
I will say, as humans and scientists and governments, we've screwed some stuff up. And there, you know, in Monsanto, and if I end up dead, it's this podcast. you got to pay attention to that stuff.
You
right?
do.
I heard a thing. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I do believe it.
Mm-hmm.
That if you grew your own tobacco and made cigarettes, you'd never get cancer. Because of the chemicals.
Well, because they do chemicalize the cigarette.
People weren't getting cancer back in the freaking 1500s because of smoking.
Well, or they got cancer and they just didn't know it.
Why you got to taint my moment?
Okay.
All right.
Sorry. So let us know your thoughts on allergies. Give it, you know, send us a story. We're on Instagram. You can reach us at The Hesitant Healer on Instagram, or we have a email address, thehesitanthealer@gmail.com. Let us know. Give us a story about allergies. We'd love to share those with everybody on the podcast. What else you got, John?
I think we were talking about the dissection in Poland. That's not going to happen. You know why?
Why?
Because I saw a little blip on the news on my little feed on my little phone that said Poland had activated their air defense systems in response to something Putin said about Ukraine. And I went and looked at a map. My geography may not be the bestest, but it turns out that Poland butts right up against Ukraine. And I'm not going to a foreign country where I don't speak the language and hang out there
in the middle of a
when I'm a border away from a war zone. I call me crazy.
No, I agree. I totally agree with you.
And since the Institute and I have had some conversations, I may just start doing a lot of dissection classes in Colorado Springs again.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that place anyway.
I know.
So right. There's that. We still got our thing in Texas.
The
flyer's out. The information's out.
Mm-hmm. I will put it up on our Instagram again.
Put the link up on the Instagram. Listen, if you need a healing, if you need some trauma response, if you have a horrific story and you haven't been able to get it out, or you know somebody who would be willing. This work does that. It makes a huge difference. There's some psychological, there's some physical, there's some spiritual. It's in a nice setting in the middle of Texas, and we're going to do it in November. And the price isn't too bad for 4 days. And we would love for you to come out and experience this and get better.
Right, exactly. I will say, dear listeners, I personally have had multi-hands therapy, and I equate it to 10 years of therapy and 3 years of PT all rolled into one. It's amazing and refreshing and eye-opening, because it's in your logical head, it shouldn't work, but it really, really does. So let me encourage you to check out the website. That is going to be on the information that we put up there. If you have any questions, you can call us too. You can call here at our office, 909-557-4415, and we will give you a talking to, like my grandma used to say.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's probably all we have time for today.
I think so.
Yeah. The weather's nice.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. You did a good job today.
Thanks.
I'm patting her on the head right now.
Thank you. Say goodbye, John.
Goodbye, Lisa.
Goodbye, everybody. Be good humans.